writing.
Monique got Messenger on her phone. That's how I know she don't care about herself.
Why you say that?
When you seen that video of Megan Thee Stallion, she was doing her Genius interview, and she was like, I forget for what song. It was the lyrics videos. It was with the yellow background. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was doing that, and she was like, I don't fight. She's like, girl, you see these nails? I forget how much. She's $300. You see this wig? $1,000. You want to fight? Girl, you don't love yourself.
You don't love yourself.
This shit
she don't love herself.
She don't love herself.
A backup dancer. What?
That was on Scary Movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Me and Ami was just talking about that because we were talking about, you remember the scene where it was the little Japanese boy? I think it was copying The Grudge. It was a little Japanese boy. He was at the stairs and they were like speaking back and forth to each other in Japanese, but really all they were doing was naming Japanese brands.
That's so stupid.
And like saying random Japanese words.
That was on Scary Movie?
Scary Movie 4, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that shit was so funny.
I don't think about Scary Movie 1. Mitsubishi,
Honda, Nissan.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
That shit was hilarious. Oh my God. So, teriyaki.
At least get with a security guard. They can at least get you backstage.
She was so, she oh, honestly made that friend.
She don't love herself. Start saying that more. Oh, she don't love herself.
She don't love herself. Ugh. First of all, we say that all the time, just not like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what's going through her brain? Anyway, welcome back, guys. This is Even Exchange.
Hey, y'all.
It's our 40th episode. Why? I feel like we've been doing this all our lives.
40?
40 Damn. Don't seem like enough. 40 seems like very little. Is it just me?
To be doing it once a week for a whole year. Damn.
We have breaks, but pretty much.
Well, it's only 52 weeks in a year.
That's
so
true. So we do it most of the
definitely,
and it's only been a year, year and some change, I'd say.
Wow.
Well, look at us.
Time us being consistent. You know, we fall short some days because
we definitely do.
Bitches go out of town. You know, things happen.
Bitches go out of town.
Bitches go out of town.
We are shenanigans. Do you remember we took? Oh my God, we took like 3 weeks last season.
We did.
Yes, because we was in here acting crazy, acting like we were 17, hanging out late at night.
Fun us. I like having a good time. So what are we gonna do on this break, Kim?
What are we gonna do? I don't know. I guess I have the holidays.
How long is this break?
I have no idea, girl.
Because the holidays are gonna be coming back up by the time we assuming we're not going.
Yeah, like too long. We're not taking 14 months.
The rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, we usually play it by ear. We never have a set time.
We'll be back by like Black Friday. I thought. Oh shit, fuck it. Like you said, we'll
maybe by shit by Black Friday.
We'll be back by then. So maybe. We'll talk about the holiday shenanigans and shit like that.
Yes.
Question, when are you gonna start decorating? I'm doing November 1st, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yes, okay.
Oh yeah. Bitch, honestly.
Christmas in this hope.
You know what? The only reason I want to be, because I feel like I would be that kind of person to decorate for every holiday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way I can show my joy. So, but I don't have the space. And you know me, like I like a clutter-free area. Mm-hmm. But a bitch would be decorating for October. First of all, September, because it's my birthday month. October, November, December, every single month we'll have different decorations, bitch. What are you talking about?
You could. I feel like you scared. You get like a nice little wreath situation.
I want one, and I've been wanting one, and I swear to God, this is the last year I plan to be in this apartment, and I'm getting a fucking wreath.
Yeah, just decorate it for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Whatever holiday.
Absolutely. And if I have to buy that cheap IKEA tree because I can't afford a big fancy nice tree, then damn it, that's what we'll do.
Me, man, I gotta lug all this shit. I feel like I just put that shit up.
Yeah,
my
right.
Christmas show. Fuck, I say this every year.
And it's in your shed, right?
In the backyard, yeah.
You got a shed. You a grown up.
You got a Picasso in your house.
First of all, can we talk about that black masterpiece?
Oh, ATL. What happened to ATL?
Damn, that was a good ass movie.
Is it just not gonna happen?
I don't know. I guess not. I don't know.
Could have gave us a little BET.
She probably like, bitch, I ain't doing shit.
Straight Netflix shit.
Give me something because no, legit, ATL was a good movie, and I refuse to hear what you niggas got to say.
Why the fuck does she want to be ghetto?
I don't know. I mean, but I kind
of,
when you
grow up. A lot of people can't relate, don't get me wrong, but.
When you grow up in the ghetto, you be like, girl, what are you doing? But when you grow up, because she, I don't even, I can't even explain it, because I didn't grow up in either one. So I don't know. I didn't grow up like Nunu, and I also did not grow up like in the hood. I've lived in the hood before, so I don't know.
Oh, I need you to see this.
But she want her street cred.
Are you an earth sign?
Yes. Oh, girl.
Oh, why are they dragging his ass? Oh my God.
And that's what it is. That's literally
that's exactly
what it is.
What the fuck you going on?
What's the other one? I know it's Virgo Capricorn, this. But I don't know the other one. I gotta, what's the earth sign?
I think the boy, Aquarius. Is Aquarius an earth sign? No, he said air. And that's a thing?
Yeah. Air, water, fire.
Why have I not?
I don't know.
What other sign is an air sign? Because I feel like it was always water, fire, and earth.
Okay, let's look it up and see what the signs are.
Because we was definitely, we had a moment at Dominique House last night. We was all listing off the traits for, like, you know, our signs. And we did, a, mm-hmm. like, made it a game, pretty much. Somebody read off all these traits. We had to guess which sign it was.
Taurus. Oh, see, I knew really? It! Really? Okay, Lonnie, drunk when you come my name, begging you to walk me, yeah. She's a Taurus.
She's a Taurus. Okay, tell me something. I still don't believe that the damn Cancer is a water sign. I don't know why that's blowing my mind.
She told us that, too.
Because I...
Water all of them plants.
I know it wasn't fire, but at least thought a bitch was... Earth? I don't know what the fuck I thought. I didn't think
Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. That sounds about... I would have thought Aquarius.
You know, water, because you know, most people think.
Ooh, and that's so accurate. Be dragging us all over the place. Because we really just be trying to stay, you know...
Don't be like
on
this.
The ground. Earth.
It was a fire ground. Sign in his face like, you got me? Like...
Just... And that's y'all. Yes. Oh, God. Flames. Yes. You know what? And it's also Leo's. My mom was a Leo. And Leo's get the rap of being bossy.
I gotta sip it to you just so you can have it. Yes. But that's exactly what the fuck be going on.
So that's what's going on. Y'all be really just...
What's your most true trait as a Virgo?
Probably the... Just like the, like, astuteness. Like
this is the way you just...
The OCD, like, because what is, I don't even know, like, what is, like, one succinct word, but over analytical and, like...
Are you anal? Like, anal?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
I'll go with that
very,
word.
Very much. Oh, God.
Because we was listing out our toxic traits. I was speaking of what I just asked you. What's one trait I'm true to?
Like, no,
I think mine is impulsive or selfish. It's going to be one or the other.
That's not what you asked me.
I asked you that. What was your most true Virgo, like, trait?
Yeah.
And you was, I don't know if anal will come up on a list of if
we Google Virgo traits. Oh, I guess that's not, Virgo it's not traits. Toxic.
That's
it, it is. But
that's my next question, toxic.
Oh, okay. That's the that's next question. I was thinking about that because I heard you ask him that. I heard you ask Andrew that. And I, or not ask him that, but I heard y'all talking about it. Yeah. I don't know. I was really thinking about
Because if we Google
it.
Virgo traits, you know, they're going to come up with that common list you done seen before yeah. your whole life. Which one would you think is the most true to you? Because like I said, I'm going to see selfish, sensitive, impulsive, and I'm going
to
be like,
see, now you
that's
got,
me.
Now you're starting something.
See, you got to. And we got, it was such a good conversation. And then we started listing our toxic traits. Of course, I said impulsive and selfish because, bitch, that shit will lead to...
If y'all not into the Zodiac, I'm sorry, but this is what we're going to do today.
I'm trying to think, who do I know that's really, like, not into that shit? A lot of people. Like, we rep our Zodiac sounds like it's a hood.
Okay, the negative ones. Critical, stubborn, overthinking. See, I was going to say overthinking. That's definitely one. Mm. Critical, that's another one. Girls, just shut up. Nobody cares. Picky, uptight. So yeah, those traits.
Uptight.
Yeah.
No.
Those are probably, and those are true. Like, those are things that I have been ascribed.
Look me up.
Okay.
Ice me up. They want Aries to be so raggedy so bad. I'm like,
I
want to
look it up
person.
On this exact same site. I hope this is the same one.
I'm the person I should do what the fuck I want to do. But apparently it makes me a bad person. How dare making yourself happy
See,
make
I don't
a bad
know
person.
What y'all, I listen, the way we know what ours are, but temper, blind optimism, recklessness.
Reckless as fuck.
And overly competitive. Damn.
I say that all the time. Yeah. Like, well, I don't know if y'all really want to go bold and play Uno because, bitch, I'm not fucking off. Like, I'm here to win.
What's wrong with you?
And it can be the simplest shit. You know, stuff you wouldn't even think about. Oh, can we walk into the car? I'm going to walk a little bit faster.
Okay, now you're nuts.
A little nuts. But it happens. It does. Like,
oh, is that where that knocking on that woman's window for that parking spot?
Yeah. Like,
y'all. So at work, when we used to go there, now we work from home, but when we used to go there, Monique was, she's an early bird. She's a morning person. So she would get to work early and she would park in a very specific parking space every single day. One day, what, you came to work and you saw someone that she had never seen in her parking spot. Now, you thinking, now that would piss most people off because it's like, okay, what are you doing? It's like somebody sitting in your seat in class and it's like, what are you doing? But would you say something? No, because that might be a little bit forward. Monique would. Monique, what did you tapped on her window, right?
I tapped on her window because she did it like 2 or 3 days in a row. And at this point, bitch.
Oh, so it was more than one day.
I feel like she did it twice in a row. And that's why I asked her, like, are you new here?
It's a parking space. Is your name on it?
Yeah, she never parked up here before, so clearly you must be new. Because like I said, it was other cars in that same area where if they got there first, I know, okay, that's such a car because, you know,
right.
You parked next to me. You just got here first type shit. Like, I'll let you have it because you beat me today. But you, bitch, never seen you.
Okay,
so who are you to think that you can come over here and intrude on my space?
But you tapped on her. I would have been like,
Did I tap on her window? Or were you getting out the car at the same time?
Or maybe you were getting out the car.
I hope it was getting out the car at the same time. Because you made me sound like a psycho. And I'm trying to remember if I did tap on that girl.
You probably didn't. You probably didn't.
I probably did, though.
Did you catch her when she was coming out of her car?
Maybe. It could have been one of the other. It fits both. Either way, it fits.
I can't imagine somebody.
I could do both.
Like, are you new? No. I just wanted to park here today.
And after the way I said, oh, she's never parked over here before.
You said that.
And after that, she never parked over there again.
Okay, so anyway.
She knew what the fuck she did.
Quite the temper.
She knew what she was wrong. She was like, oh,
recklessness.
She's on to me. Let me go away. Crazy black bitch alert.
Oh, no.
It had to be that
way. So what else did you guys discuss?
Toxic traits of, well, I guess.
And that's what you determined? What were yours? The impulsive
and selfish. I said for myself, I was like the impulsive and selfish. I'm trying to think what Andrew, I can't remember what nobody else said. Dominique said she was clingy.
Okay.
What the fuck did Andrew say? The other person was like, he was just very much independent. A pride thing.
Yeah.
Very prideful. Yeah. I can't remember what Andrew said. It was just talking to him. So what would you say yours were?
Oh, I don't know. My toxic traits. Oh, probably I am a little bit overcritical.
Like right at the gate? Like of yourself or other people?
I don't know. You gotta, let me think about
it. It's both. I'm just kidding.
let me think about it. Because I don't even know if that's what I would tell people.
Really?
Yeah.
I know for a fact it's me as fuck. Accurate. Because I make a decision on a whim and not necessarily think about nobody else who it could easily affect. I'm like, oh, yeah, good idea for me. Let's go.
I'm really trying to think, like, what is my... I guess that is it.
Considerate, man.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. What else? I like the whole Zodiac situation. I don't necessarily read a daily horoscope or anything like that. No. But I do believe that certain traits I'm definitely specific to.
I do. Some of that stuff is just it's a little too on point. I mean, there are billions of people in the world. So we never know.
Never know.
You know they say there are more Virgos than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, because September, I think 10th is like the most common birthday in the world. So, and it makes sense because everybody be fucking during the holidays. 9 months later.
You're right. Absolutely right. What month is that people be having sex and like, no, please don't have sex because we don't need no more Scorpios or something like that.
February.
Yes. Oh, Valentine's Day. That's where it come from. Clearly.
Yep.
We don't need no more fucking Scorpios.
No more.
Jesus.
Ooh, y'all see, why does everybody feel that way about Scorpios?
Kitty's a Scorpio.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you see how we act together?
Yeah.
We're like good together because we're fun. Mm-hmm. But then when we're like head to head, it's like, bitch.
Y'all the same person, actually.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy.
How that come? I don't even know how that worked. I know Dominique was over it.
Dominique can't stand us. And we started talking about introverts versus extrovert people.
Oh, we talk about that all the time on this podcast. We
don't. I talked about you so much last night, not in a bad way, but when that subject came up, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? And because it always stuck with me when you said it. You was like, you're an introvert, but when you get around other people, you can perform.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking about, because most of them, I think all of them said it was introvert. No, maybe all except one said they were introverted. But they were saying pretty much what you said. Like, they can perform in any situation, if they're assuming they're comfortable.
Thank God.
And Dominique said she's an extrovert. So, of course, you know, me and Kitty be out and we be, not extrovert, I'm sorry, introvert. Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad, Dominique. So when we be out, like, people be like, oh, Dominique was there with y'all? Where was Dominique? Or they don't even know she fucking exists sometimes because she don't be in the camera. She don't like to be in the spotlight because she says she hates attention.
Me. That's me. I hate attention.
And it's me talking, bitch, I thrive.
Like, I be like, I used to think something was wrong with me because I felt like most people did like attention. You know, most people, happy birthday. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Everybody's looking at me.
I don't like that.
And it's me like, did you get my picture? Hey. No. Sing it again. Right. Oh, you're not singing. You got to be louder. Like, that's me. Attention over here. You're not looking. Why are you not looking at me?
Like, I used to be like, damn, because everybody likes attention. Because I feel like most kids was like reveling in that. While me, I'm just like, please stop. Don't do that.
Even as a kid?
Yes.
Bitch.
My mama used to love, when we used to go to Red Lobster for my birthday, she used to love to have people come sing to me. I'd be like, ma, please.
Y'all are so true to y'all. And Dominique was breaking it down because, again, I always knew she wasn't an extroverted person.
Right. You can However,
I really didn't know how agitated she was when it came to attention.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
People looking at me? No.
Right.
You, listen.
Because, like, I knew it, but I didn't, like, know how strong she felt about it, I guess.
So when did you realize, I guess when y'all got older and shifted?
As we got older, because I'm like, bitch, you don't never want to take pictures. Like, you don't want to be doing this. And it's like, clearly, because she don't like attention.
Right.
We, like, she'd be at the same place as me and Kitty be at. But because she not that type of person to jump into the camera or sing, stand up and sing and dance like me and my mama, clearly, you would never fucking know.
How? You know, I need to have a nice long chat with Dominique.
Dominique is not with our shit.
How do y'all manage your sister and your mama the exact same? And those are who you live with, like, just those two. You know, a few people come in here and there, but
it's been us three all our lives.
Yeah, and y'all core.
She's made it this far,
and you and Dominique got that far in age. So
asked her last night. I was like, so we didn't rub off on you at all? Like,
no, that's not how that works.
Like, you know what? They taking these pictures. Let me just hop in the picture. But no, remember I told you, I calm down when I'm around people who are clearly introverted because I'm like, because y'all don't necessarily want to be seen
or respect for us. True that. You know.
It doesn't make me an introvert.
You are actually quite considerate. I was listening to you talking there and I was like, damn, she's less selfish than I think most people give her credit for.
Thank you. What did I say?
I don't remember. Oh, when you were talking about being the one that's going to step.
Yes, because I.
So I was like, okay, that's fair. Yes. But you can't always dull your shine for others. That, you kind of
listen, I live by that. Don't dim your light because it's shining in other people's eyes.
But I appreciate you considering others being like, okay, well, maybe
let me give somebody else a chance.
Person, you know that person's not going to step like you. So let me give that person a chance. Let me just give it a moment before I pounce or whatever.
And I appreciate that.
I've noticed that you do have respect, or you try to have respect for the people around you that are not like you.
Yes, I try.
And I think you worked a little bit hard for me especially. That's probably why you see Dominique a little bit more now too.
I do. I'm listening to people now more these days. Because about 3-4 years ago, bitch, get all this shit. Like, what y'all talking about? Like,
listen, oh my God. What was dead ass TMZ? You were recording. I'd be like, when did you?
Andrew said something about that too. Because he was saying how he personally... Because as a teacher, he wants to be an administrator, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's certain things he can't post or be seen at or shit like that. Oh. So if I'm like doing a little video doll and I'm like, hey, everybody, mm-hmm. he was like, I do a little, and that's it. And I noticed he really does do like a little smile into his head, and that's it. And I was like, what the fuck is this about? And now I know it's because clearly, like, you don't want to do too much because this video could end up anywhere, you know? And granted, it's on my little page or whatever, but anybody. He's like, I would hate to want to be applying to the job or whatever. And somebody's like, oh, remember this video you with your red cup in your hand type shit? Ooh, he can't do shit like
that's
that.
That's not fair. That's not right.
So but now I'm like definitely calm on putting other people on my story. Unless I feel you out, you give me the vibe of like you're doing your own videos or like mm-hmm. we're clearly cool and mm-hmm. we understand type shit. I've calmed down.
Thank God.
I've calmed down. I don't want to be the TMZ friend. But I love y'all and I want people to see us enjoying
and
each other.
And I also understand like making memories, like taking videos and not necessarily posting them.
Did you catch Andrew at Jazz? He was doing videos, but it was on his like phone. It wasn't on like Instagram type uh-huh. shit. He was still recording and shit, but it was uh-huh. just for his own personal.
Yes, and I do that a lot. Like, I'll do that a lot.
That's why I asked you if you had that video, because I was like, damn, because maybe she just posted a course, but I figured you would still save me.
I do save most. I don't know why I didn't say that when I'm so sorry.
That's why I wish everybody had Snapchat. You know, you can save unlimited bullshit on there, and I live for a good Snapchat. That shit is filled with shit. Is,
like, matter of fact, I know there's some stuff on here that's on Snapchat that I need.
Okay.
So I need that. But I appreciate you, Frank, being much more considerate.
I'm trying to be more considerate these days. I'm growing up. I'm almost 30.
Right. I was going to say, we old now. So.
We're old now. And what's crazy, I didn't think nothing about it until Andrew broke it down why he can't necessarily be posting and doing certain things.
When did he tell you that?
Just last night. We were talking about last night, literally. Because he was just explaining just on his own personal, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, I can't do this. And they tell us, like, we can't take no pictures of cups and shit. Like, just stuff like that specifically. I was like, I'm glad I calmed the fuck down and, you know.
See, I just don't like to be seen.
That too. Some people, like, let's say your nigga knew you weren't supposed to be out at a certain place. And he'll go, my ass, y'all, Kim, out here hanging with us. We good.
First of all, you the police.
Right.
That's what we was talking about. That's literally what that post say. You is the police.
Right.
Girl.
A whole TMZ out here.
TMZ out here. Catching bitches in the motherfucking shadows.
And I ain't think nothing about it. Because I'm like, bitch, we out here. Come people see y'all.
Said,
so I'm like,
it's another post that said, I love that friend that posts everything because you the friend that I can spy with.
Yep.
Well, let me see who in this party.
You know, I know exactly who pages to go to when I'm trying to spy. So, hey. Everybody do love that friend. I know I used to be that friend. Like, if somebody wanted to find out what Kim was or what Kim was doing, they knew her ass was with me, bitch, they're gonna write my page, be like, they're gonna fucking Kim. Her ass ain't text me back. That's what the fuck she said. You know, like, and I'm so sorry to anybody who I have aired the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
That was not my intentions. I was just having a good time.
I was just
you.
Trying to have fun, y'all. Memories.
My God. But see, now I feel like I don't want y'all to feel like I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? Like, feel like, oh, Mo didn't post me in her story this week, or Moni didn't take a picture with me this weekend type shit.
I get people do that to you.
I feel like after a while, y'all gonna be like, oh, no cameo with us over here. Like, y'all not good.
You know what? Now, because I do expect you to have the camera. It's so funny because you try to have the camera out less, and I be expecting you. Because what I said, we went to Jazz's that first time, and Tracy was like, y'all got a face on. I was like, I put this on because Mo likes to record.
Right, Mo likes to record, and you gotta be ready.
And you gotta be camera ready, sis.
But now I try to stop. But I like, I'm at the table. Like that last time, the first time we went, we had a table with all these people. I'm doing videos with you and the videos with Kitty. It's like other two people at the table. Dominique, for sure, I didn't know. I knew she didn't want to be in. But Tracy, I can catch her kind of like getting in the video, like putting her head in type shit. So I feel like you're around certain people. They're probably like, oh, she put me in her video. Why didn't she do a picture with me type shit? So I'm like, great.
I just do more of me now these days.
So interesting.
Let me be me. I'm just kidding.
Oh, girl.
I am still me. I'm just very less much of y'all in the doing.
Does it bother you having so many people around you that aren't like you? That don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't always be on your vibe all the time. Because I'm sure, you know, like minds, you want to have fun, which I want to have fun. We can always have fun.
I think I'm okay. But if you around, y'all just understand me somewhere. Like, y'all get me.
Okay.
I'm glad y'all not pissed every time y'all see me with my phone out type shit. Like, that would just really get under my skin. Like, I can't do shit.
Because I imagine, listen, when you try to party, that's another thing about introverts is everybody want to call us the party pooper. I'm just tired. So when y'all start to party pooper us, it's like, damn, now I feel like I can't have fun. Now I'm not fun. So I feel bad for people who are extroverts who, you know, who meet or don't run out.
Don't.
And they gotta be with people who are tired now. Oh, they done. So now I gotta be done.
Great type shit. Yeah.
You know, extroverts matter too.
We do. I'm glad I don't think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I'm the type of attention seeker. I hate the word attention seeker. And do you feel like I'm an attention seeker or I just do certain shit that brings attention to me? Because I don't feel like I'm the type of person like, hey, y'all see me? Look at me over here. I'm in the middle of the restaurant dancing or like,
I mean,
hey,
no,
look over
obviously
here.
Don't
I'm
do
hollering.
It like that. But you want us to make a damn speech for you for you graduating from nail school is very much, ma'am, you could wait till April. You could wait till your 365 days is up like everyone else. I ain't saying don't have a dinner, but we're not making a toast to you.
What I was explaining the intro on the phone about the giving people a chance thing, because you know, I'm Golden Girls, all these women live in the house. So, like, a fine man would have came out about
Blanche.
Of course, everybody look at the man like, oh my god, I'm interested, or I want him. But Blanche was a stepper, right. So you know, fine man walking room, she on him, like, hey, how are you? I'm Blanche, and I'm a petite figure, and I would love to go here. Like, she's a stepper like that. And I feel like I'm the Blanche, of course, of the group. If I'm, you know, attracted to somebody, I wouldn't mind stepping. But everybody else wasn't like Blanche, so they kind of was, you know, a little bit more reserved about it, or probably didn't say anything. And sometimes there was an episode where, like, Dorothy was like, how didn't you know that we weren't interested in him? Like, how you just went in straight for him and didn't give us a chance? She was kind of like, oh, like, oops. Like, yeah, snooze you lose. Like, bitch, I'm in a step. And I'll be feeling like I'm more aware of that now these days as well. Because in Bad Jazz, we followed that, whatchamacallit, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And handsome. We was, drooling over the man, honestly. But I stepped and then Kim stepped right behind me. So it's kind of one of those moments like, is this going to be a who's going to step first thing? Or so I'll be thinking like that. Because I'll hop in your DM. Take you back a complete surprise. Because I know the shit works. But other people not like that. They're going to wait for you to say some shit.
Yeah.
I'll be testing theories out too. Because there's this one guy from high school. I knew him like in the neighborhood high school type shit. And I wasn't following him apparently. But I was on somebody else's page. And I saw they like reposted him or something. So I went to his page. And I was like, I'm not going to follow you. But let me just like a picture. I like the picture, and then like 30 minutes, maybe less than 30 minutes later, he followed me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was just testing it out because you clearly noticed, and it was like not necessarily shooting a shot or anything. It was just I wonder if you're gonna notice.
It's the eyes emoji.
Yeah, like that's just
what you got going on.
That shit worked. And from that point, and let's say I wanted the person, I could have easily, hey, how you been? Like in your DMs, it would have just all flowed.
Was you trying to step it up, step it down, or you just noticed that about yourself?
It was just a test. Oh, see, that could be a thing about myself as well.
Yeah,
because that's not to say it's gonna work for everybody, but I think I just wanted to test it out.
It's gonna work for most people, but.
Because some people, like, think about somebody right now, like one of your pictures, you gonna automatically follow them, Kim?
I mean, no, maybe not.
That's what I'm saying, it don't work in every case. Because people randomly like pictures all the time. That don't mean I'm gonna follow y'all.
No, but I feel like, now if you like my picture and I go to your page and I see you cute, I might follow you. I might. If I don't know, investigate, and I don't. If I just breeze past it, I won't. But if I go to your page and you fine, I'm gonna definitely follow you.
I think it's a different, because it wasn't like a random stranger or anything. We should test it with a stranger. It was definitely somebody, I got somebody from high school.
It would be a stranger too, though. Especially if I knew you was like real.
I would try with a stranger now.
Listen, when you're fine, most people go for anything, okay?
Right. When you're cute. Private? Okay, cool. Well, that's how you shot your shot.
Oh, God.
You believe in that?
When is the last time I shot my shot?
It's
been some years. I don't mind it. I don't usually, but I mean, I wouldn't mind.
These days, I feel like I've been doing it a lot more.
You feel more free?
Yeah. I don't know what that's been about or what's the drive behind that, but that's
maybe the breakup that you had this year.
Missed that.
That might be something.
I was like, why the fuck am I bothering people, if that makes sense? Not the same how you feel? It's just like, well, what was the reason? Like, but it's, sometimes I just do it.
Oh, I thought you were just doing it to have fun.
That too. Okay. But it's like, what the hell just made me wake up and just say, I'm going to write this person? Or I'm finna, because what
you be that asking me? What made me write this person? Was not with girl, this. I don't know.
What was talking about that led us to this, me she, writing this person?
Y'all,
but
y'all, she asked me that all the time. And I'll be like, you basically asked me to read your mind. Girl.
Fuck you, Kim.
I don't know.
I'm thinking we had a plan.
Why do you? This is not me. This is you. She be trying to make this an us thing.
It is an us thing.
It is not an us thing because hello, you're the only one that get to talk to these men.
I just gotta
suffer.
We're probably just being nosy. Probably just talking about somebody, and I was like, okay.
That's how I always start. You listen. You have a random thought that pops up in your brain, like you say. What makes me wake up and just decide to write this person? Who knows?
My whole life, a story of my life. Story what the hell made me just do this?
And then every time you go back to when you first wrote that person, and you either regret it or you ask the same question: What the hell made me write this person?
I'm either really happy that I did it or like, oh, why did I even bother this right. person? This is what I mean. Talking about, I didn't give people my number no damn well. I'm finna ignore this. Like, why did I do this? Why?
See, now y'all running out because I would never. I mean, I like giving you my Google voice, but oh my God. If I have every intention of ignoring you, I would never give you my real number.
My only thing about that damn Google voice, that shit pop up green, right? I'm one of those people.
You don't text them to your actual iMessage.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but if you text me from your Google thing right now, it's going to show up as an Android thing.
Oh, yeah.
On my end, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And they clearly see me on an iPhone. Text me, bitch.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even remember my number.
Well, I'm going to text your actual phone and see if it pop up as a...
Oh, did I have it on my phone instead of Google? Oh, yeah, wait. There it is. I'll text you. Damn, hold you and text me back. That was June 24th. Go to hell. It's me. You can't link this to, like, your iMessage?
I don't know.
That would be lit. But
I feel like they ask. Calls.
Yeah.
You can, you know, forward calls, but I don't know if you can forward text messages.
Well, listen, let me know what that damn number is, because I don't fucking know it. Sorry, y'all. We're doing that shit again with our phones. Yeah. We always find a way to get back to these phones. Like, let's test this out.
Here we go again.
There you go, bitch.
Oh, it is green.
It is green. Damn it.
But you get it in your... See, I get these messages in the actual app itself.
I wish they would come... Wait, so where did I get mine? Oh, clearly in the... Wait.
I got it in my iMessage as well, though.
So I don't have to go to Google Voice to, like, respond. Wait. But I sent it out through Google.
Through the app?
So clearly, Dove, I had your number. Clearly, I'm going to do it through iMessage. I don't necessarily got to have Google.
Oh, and I responded. Right, yeah.
Dove. Okay, sorry. Blind moment for me, because... I'm like, wait, why
But if the other person doesn't have it, then they're just going to get it through their iMessage. And I'm going to get it through my Google Voice.
And then people be spying. Like, everybody know most people have an iPhone, but if you give somebody that Google Voice number and they text and it's green, they're like, what is this about? I pay attention to shit like that, so I know for a fact. Because there's this one guy, he been, you know, giving me his number back to back to back, and of course I've never given him mine, I never text him anything. So I know for a fact you watch my story, so you know I have a goddamn iPhone. So if I text you and this shit is green, not to say he's gonna be like, who the fuck? Well, he might, because he might have that type of personality, but I think he'll be like, this bitch, who number is this? Like, what are you texting me?
Oh no, I never even thought about that. Stop, you in my business.
People be spying me.
Oh no.
Me. I would pay attention to shit like that.
We know too much. It's too much going on.
That's why I was hoping that shit would come up blue, because if you did it from an iPhone, I was hoping it would, you know, transfer in.
That works.
Tap in, bitch. But no. Google Voice got ass.
Tap in. You be watching Sweetie's vlogs.
I want to save your Google Voice number.
Well, I'll save it.
Can I save it as Kim 2? Like T-O-O. Like Kim 2? No. Not 2, like T-O-O.
All right, girl. I get it. And you keep knocking out the charger.
I'm sorry.
Something to do.
I gotta save my own Google Voice.
Tap in.
That's the number. I'm gonna start giving that shit out too. No, I'm lying.
I am.
Number, but I'm gonna start. I feel like, why have I not been? Because people can call. I can call you, right?
Yeah.
I can call you. Hold on. Kim, I gotta do all this?
No. You should just give me a call.
They state my name after the shit.
I got the call.
Why is.
Wait, what did that say?
Right. It said, please state your name. I was like, Kim. So I wanted you to answer.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Kim.
Oh no.
Answer it and see if it make you repeat my name.
Just give me a call. Oh, it did. It said call from Kim.
Really? You heard my voice?
Yeah.
Bitch!
I don't like that. See,
all this stuff has to go. See, we learn all this shit every time.
All this stuff has to go.
I didn't know it did all that.
See, what's the point of giving out my Google Voice if they tell you it's the Google Voice?
Oh, it said a call from, wait.
It just said, get state your name to connect.
But when you answered it, what did it say to you? Did it say Google call from Kim, or did it just say call from, incoming call from Kim?
Yeah, incoming call from Kim or something like that. Oh, but if you call in that number, you're calling my Google Voice number.
Right.
It tells you Google Voice will connect you.
Oh, no. We can't have shit.
Nothing. I'm trying to dodge, like, oh, God.
Wait, I'm sorry, Kim. I'm going to do this again. No,
it's not funny.
Google Voice will try to connect. Y'all telling my business?
So what's the point of having a Google Voice number if it tells you that Google Voice, that this is a Google Voice number? I hate y'all.
I didn't know it did that. And apparently Kim didn't know either. I thought it was just a regular phone call. Can we turn that off in the settings?
That has to be an option. Like, what?
Why would it do that?
That is so police.
I don't want them to know that I'm calling from a making machine. Oh, fuck me. Incoming call option. Record call. You can record calls on here? Interesting. I'm not a fan.
Oh, God. This is just making my life hell in half. I swear. I mean, who am I trying to dodge? No one. But Jesus, in case I wanted to in the future, y'all making it so difficult.
I'm so disappointed right now, y'all. Do not disturb
sending people to voicemail. Google Voice telling you.
It's Google Voice. Do not disturb me. You gotta do it. It's like, let the shit ring so you can at least think I'm asleep. Like, you ain't gotta say. And I told you once we got Christmas, I was like, did you block me? Because the shit was going straight to voicemail.
Look at me. Now I'm doing
it. It's Kim knocking out the charger now, y'all.
I can't.
Why is it like this?
Oh, God.
We can't die shit. And this is me talking, I'm going to start giving out that number. That's cool.
No, that's what I've been doing for years, too. I've been doing it for so long. Please anyway, God.
This will connect you. That person will be like, what the fuck?
Exactly. What is this? She didn't give me her real number. So not only is it green, but it tells you.
This ain't her real shit. This is her Google
it
Voice.
It tells me.
We're what over here distraught.
I'm in like, no, truly in distress. We gotta stop doing
like
this.
That.
And what are we gonna talk about today?
Kim, do we ever know?
It's our 40th episode. How was your weekend?
My weekend was still going, thank God.
It is.
It was fun so far.
Listen, I ain't gonna tell your business because I was gonna tell you my business.
What you was gonna say?
You want these hands?
I suggest you move the fuck around.
That's my favorite.
Dead ass. Move your ass on now.
Because Monique definitely got the same clothes on she had on last night.
Hey. 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 Late nights, early mornings. Leave you the fuck
alone. Listen, you live your best life if you got the same clothes you had on.
That's how you know you had a good time.
Yeah.
Because fuck it. Yeah. I meant to ask him if she had a fucking makeup remover wipe because I know my
actually
oil
do not
is
keep.
Peaking.
I do not keep makeup remover wipes. Sus, no, I don't.
Jesus.
So
I
sorry.
Can fry bacon on my face right now. Like, that's how much oil is on my face.
That was not necessary. That was not necessary. But you know what? The shower later is going to feel fantastic.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
So you're just thinking about it, you're feeling saucy.
It's going to take everything in me not to want to lay the fuck down after it, too.
I know.
Ooh.
Naked.
Woo!
The only way to be. Oh, we were going to talk about that clip with Kadeen and DeVal, but I already got my feelings out.
Just say your feelings again. And I'll chime in and piggyback off of you because I didn't watch the whole thing. Remember, I just only watched.
Did you watch the whole
thing? No, still. Monique done doing her research. Y'all know me.
No, you definitely
I'm a skim
don't.
Reader.
You
want to
watch it now?
You want to just play it on here? Is that a bit?
It's too long to play it on here, so maybe we should just.
Oh, it's a tiny clip of what he said.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga said time out, and I about lost it.
Who said time out?
Well, in the short clip. When she was like, really? I forced you to marry me, he was like, all right, time out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nah, bitch.
Clarify. Yeah, you want to clarify
ain't
that,
no fucking
baby.
Time out.
Because I
she's
really,
gonna get his ass. He's
actually don't even
out.
Want to watch it again because like
and that's what the clip cut off, so I don't know how he tried to save himself after or what her comeback was, but I would be like, time out, nah, fuck that.
In 2007 we were living together, right? You said you no longer wanted to live up with me and shack up with me because you wanted to be my wife, not my girlfriend.
Right, because I wanted to know where
that
the
don't sound like
going.
Pressure to you.
It sounds like me voicing where I see my life going. It sounds like me saying this is what I would like. You can decide to meet me there. If not, we can reevaluate what exactly we're doing.
Okay. Additionally,
would I call it pressure per se? Not necessarily pressure.
Okay, I gotta play this one now.
A lot of women do complain, oh, my husband's always on me. Why is he always on me? Mm-hmm. If sex is gonna be a chore for you that you don't really want to do, why do women constantly push monogamy on men. If you know that you don't want to have to deal with him all the time just wanting you, mm-hmm. why do you push monogamy on men?
Well, who's to say I pushed anything on anybody? Like,
well, we know that you pushed monogamy on me.
I pushed monogamy. I forced you to get married to me?
Time out.
You know, and I just feel like that is so bizarre for a few reasons. And I want to preface this by saying, obviously, neither one of us are married. I don't pretend to know married people's business because that shit looks very hard. But, like, why do men act like women are the only people that want monogamy? Like, monogamy means that y'all are in a relationship and you don't sleep with other people. You're committed to one another physically, mentally, all of that. Why are men acting like, because they, I feel like they think I can go sleep with whoever I want to, but she wouldn't do that because she don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I hear so many stories about people deciding to open up their marriage, open up their relationship, and they see that the woman in the relationship, like the man sees that his wife or his girlfriend is getting more play than he ever could, and now he want to bring it back to just them two. Like, you don't want her throwing it back on nobody either. Like, you don't, like, you don't want her to sleep with nobody else either. So, like, it's not women who only want monogamy. Like, men act like they're the only ones who can cheat, like, right. Or the only ones who don't want to get cheated on, or women are the only ones that don't want to get cheated on, and that's very weird. But I forced you.
Time out.
So do you want to sign the divorce papers now or later? Because, like, if I forced you, this is what I'm saying. If y'all feel, if marriage got to be something you got to, like, you feel like you was forced, my guy? Like, you don't kiss the ground this woman walks on. You feel like she forced you because she told you. And mind you, they had been together for 7 years. At the point he's talking about, uh-huh. She said they were together for 7 years. They were living together. They were doing all this stuff. Had known each other since they were kids. Since they were in grade school. So she forced you because right. She said, I kind of don't want to do this girlfriend thing anymore. Like, I'm over this. I pretty much take care of you. Like, and I kind of want to be your wife. And that you felt like was pressure. You felt like she forced you. I don't understand. It's like, you're a grown man. Like, at that point, you're a grown man. You could have said, just like she said, you could have said, I can't meet you there, or I can meet you there. And if you can't meet me there, then we can reevaluate what we're doing. But pressure, because you didn't want to lose her, you felt like, oh, let me go ahead and marry this woman because I don't want to lose her. I don't want her to go away. That's your fault. That's your problem. You should have said, if you didn't want to do it, you should have said that at the time. Because she said how she felt. So did you not feel like you could have done the same?
That whole clip just blew me. And I really want to watch the whole, or listen to the whole podcast. Because I want to hear how, like I said, how he saved himself after the timeout thing came up. Because he was like, timeout, like, oh, hell no. That's not what I'm, maybe he tried to say, oh, that's not what I meant. Like, he probably went in for the save.
See, that's why you watch the rest. Because like, not really, no. He kind of dove deeper into it. Because she was just like, I feel like they kind of just agreed to disagree. He felt like, people voicing where they see their lives going and their intentions for your relationship is not necessarily pressure. If you felt pressure, you need to analyze why you feel that way. But I just feel like him getting on there and saying that this woman forced him into monogamy is very bizarre. Especially because y'all talking about sex. Like, that's it. Like, that's the main thing that they argue about is sex. You want to have sex all the time and she doesn't because obviously her body's changed. She's not 25 anymore. So, I don't understand what you want from this one. He didn't really save himself after
what
that.
What more do you want from me? When I first sent it to Kim and you, I think you called me, not immediately, but
I think I said we got to talk about it. Yes. And then I like, maybe.
And I said, well, Kim, I'm going to get in the shower. Wait a second. He's like, you want to talk about this now on the podcast? And Kim was ready.
I was, because I just felt like that was so egregious. Like, she pressured you. And listen, again, I don't claim to know married people's business. I don't know how the whole sex after being together for almost 20 years works. So, but at the same time, I know she's had 3 children. I know she breastfed them all. I know that, like, she's grown up and her body has changed. She's not the same woman she was when y'all met. So, and physically, very little has changed with you. I mean, I ain't saying you ain't gone through anything in that time frame, but you ain't had kids. And literally every woman I know with children says something changed. It could be for better or for worse, but something changed. So, but, sorry, I forced you. I just feel like women can't really, y'all swear. That we can force y'all to do some shit. Like, no.
Gun to y'all head. Y'all just swear.
You made a decision, too. You wanted to marry her, too. You wanted to be with her at the very least. So she was good enough to be with, but you didn't want to marry her. You feel like as soon as she starts talking about marriage, that was too much, or that's when the pressure came. Just cut it out.
Stop it. Stop the madness.
Man, you got definitely got to watch the whole clip.
Jesus, I gotta listen to it. I'm so behind on all podcasts. Kim, it's ridiculous. What the fuck do I be doing?
Listen, what you been doing? You've been alive during work, and I'm listening to things.
I don't know who that person. You've
been watching more TV.
I have, because you know Netflix got our ass with all these black ass shows.
Appreciate y'all.
Definitely been watching shows. I've been binge watching a lot. We was watching. I had my stepdaddy watching The Parkers yesterday with us. I just kept going, and we just laughing. I love this show.
I can't wait to go. I cannot wait to dive in because I haven't watched any of the shows yet, so I still gotta watch. That's I plan to watch Sister, Sister, Girlfriends, and Parkers, Half and Half, 101. So damn near all of them except Moesha.
Don't do Moesha like that. I gave Moesha a fair shot, but towards the end, of course, I fell off because, again, a better show came out, like Girlfriends and Sister Sister, and like, it all just kind of, I lost track.
So you never finished?
No, I never even finished Sister Sister. I stopped Sister Sister because Girlfriends came out. I'm just on a mission with Girlfriends. I ain't gonna lie. Then the Parkers came, so now my Girlfriends is kind of interrupted.
So you a show hopper.
Show hopping hoe.
See, it's gonna take me a long time to get through these because I'm slow.
I'm ready for Sister Sister. I'm waiting for them to straighten their fucking hair. Ooh. I'm so ready to get to that point. Ooh. Bring Tariq and Jordan out.
Baby, listen, I talk all the time about when they start straightening that hair.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Loved it.
Them college days is what it was.
They had, I wonder if those were spray tans they had, because at one point they got really, really like, not dark, but like you could
they
tell it was.
They did get kind of tan.
I was like, is this a spray tan on y'all? And it's just they sunlight. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I was into it though. Black girls, give it to me.
They were definitely like, right.
Listen, I wanted to be tan to me.
Listen, sisters.
I was obsessed.
You were Tia or Tamara?
I was Tamara.
You were Tia. I just knew you were going
to
say Tia.
No, I used to
I just
love Tamara.
Knew you were going to say
I know,
Tia.
I know you think of me as Tia, but I was definitely in love with Tamara. I just thought she was so fun.
It was so funny. But on the reel, she talked about how she always wants to be the sexy twin, but everybody always labeled her as the goofy one, yeah. And it just bothered her for years.
She
years
said
years.
Something about that?
Yes.
Oh.
And I saw it myself. I would see it, because even on the show, I was like, Tia was always, I don't know why I say this, but like Lisa even said that one time as a joke on the show. She was like, you're the pretty twin. They, you know, they laughed at it because they're twin. They're identical. You know, it's like a little joke like that.
Oh, God.
In my mind, I always associated Tia as the prettier, sexier one. I ain't gonna say prettier. I would definitely say sexier.
For
whatever reason. I don't know why,
again,
but I have.
Yes, everybody has. Because I remember my dad and my brother talking about it at one point, too. Somebody said it's because of their facial structure. Like, Tia has a slimmer facial structure and Tamara has, like,
a more rounder face. Yeah.
And then she has the mole and, you know, she's just, and of course, she did play that goofy role on Sister
she
Sister.
Did.
So,
but I kind of clouded out judgment a lot. Like a lot.
But they're, I mean, obviously, they're both stunning. They're both gorgeous. Because 17 again, bitch.
Wait. Hello, a bad bitch. Both of them. So for her, she was on there. She was crying and all. Because Tamara, they're both
right,
criers.
They love to cry.
But
everybody on that show
be crying. That just sad. Because I know myself growing up, I was like, oh, Tia was the prettier, sexier twin
so
to me.
Sad.
So imagine growing up with your twin. Y'all look somebody, exactly the
right,
fuck alike.
Identical
everybody
twin.
Like, she's sexy
cuter.
One. Oh, you're so goofy. She like, guys just tell her all the time. You're so goofy. You're so goofy. And Tia would always get the, you're so gorgeous. Like, gorgeous, sexy type vibe.
Damn, that sucks.
I'm
cute too. We look exactly alike.
Like, why don't y'all love Tamara?
And then twins, siblings is already bad enough to get compared all the time, but twins? Oh, God.
And she talked about with twitches, how, you know, she had the mole, of course. At one point on the show, since they had both of them with the mole, but we all know Tamara had the real mole.
Right.
So at one point on Twitches, they tried to cover hers up.
Uh-huh.
And she said she cried. She bawled immediately as soon as they put the makeup over her mold.
What?
Because it was that one thing that like kind of separated them. And then they wanted to take it away from her. Or like cover for whatever reason.
So she had them take it off? Because I remember her having the mold in there.
Again, I guess they saw her cry and was like, you know what? Fuck this or something. But I don't know. I know she said she had a fucking bitch.
Damn. I mean, I kind of figured she grew up with that kind of complex, but
I never knew she talked about it on The Real.
Yes, I love that show. In the beginning stages of The Real, I was there for like every episode. Like, I loved it. You know, one thing I have not listened to, the whole submissive thing with Jenny Mai. I didn't listen to it, but a lot of people are agreeing with
what
she
said. They talked
about
it on The Real. They said submissive might not have been the right word, but you know. I don't see no issues with what she said necessarily. Because what did she say?
Well, okay, you're like didn't watch it. So
when you're a boss woman, I guess. That's the general statement she was trying to make. Like, when you're such a boss in your professional life, you want to go, you know, go home and be submissive is what she said. Okay. But I don't know if submissive was the correct term. But, you know, fair. Listen, what y'all do in y'all relationships ain't none of my business.
I cut the biggest slack because I know. Because, again, I started following the reads real as soon as they started. Mm-hmm. So I remember how she, her and Freddie were like, you know, click tight. Like, that was her guy. Her husband, cool. Her husband. And of course I was as the show went on, her actual husband? The first one, yeah. When they got they were like the best of friends type shit. They were all bringing husbands out. Vince used to come on the show. Vince, yes. Housley used to come on the show. Again, years ago, seemed like now.
God, it's been that long. Because
Vince was on there and Tamar was on there, they kicked her off and then they kept it going. Right. So that shit done been going for a while. I love that
Tamara's
show.
Tamara's white man was on there too?
Yes. She calls him Housley. I just love it.
Oh, gosh.
Don't.
You know what? I'm gonna keep that to myself.
Yes, let's not start.
Cause Tamara, you seen that picture with them bobs?
Bob.
When they both had a bob.
Oh, the twins.
Yeah, you can tell which one is.
Which one is what?
Hold on.
But yeah, it was just odd. Not odd, but we literally saw her wedding. Not wedding. Her marriage kind of take a turn. Because she always said, I don't want kids. And Brady's cool with that because he don't want kids. And as they got older, as the show kept going, it was kind of like, Brady kind of wants kids and I still don't want kids. So it kind of turned into that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she used to talk about that all the time.
Oh, I'm going to put a pin in that because I have something to say about that.
It was funny. Like, as soon as they got the divorce, because he got with somebody else and boom, kids.
Well, you know, he wanted kids, right?
But he really loved her as well. So it's kind of like I don't know. That's not him because she didn't tell you, bitch. I don't want a fucking kid. And it's the episode on Girlfriends. Joan wanted to get with Brock. You know, he proposed everything.
Right, and he wanted kids, wanted kids, and he didn't. He was he don't. But they were saying you could tell who's married to a black man and who's married to a white man by their
body. You have to be that fucking way.
I didn't say that. They said
that. He's on a little bit more, cut.
It looked like a black girl did that, you know. So, and the
other one's like
a wiggy.
Don't turn away. I don't want to see more. Because I wasn't even going to say wiggy, but it
love does. Vintage Tia and Tamara, but that bob that Tia got going on.
And Tia married a regular ass nigga.
She did. He cute, too.
And Housley, again, Housley was pretty much regular, but again, had money. Came from money type shit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. His parents like own like winery type shit. Like, they have a vineyard.
Oh, she's pretty in this photo. I didn't even realize.
Well, Housley had coins. She had her sister coin.
Right, and she had her, her Disney coin.
Which I think watching their show, just, you know, T and Tamara show, whatever, that she's the reason why I want to always go up to like a little vineyard, like winery type thing. That looks so cute.
It is very cute. Cute.
And another thing was the goddamn Parent Trap. Was it on the Parent Trap? Because
it was. They lived on a vineyard.
It was amazing. I was like, I want to be here.
Yeah, gorgeous. Oh, first of all, Parent Trap was my shit. Another twin experience, even though that's not a twin.
Very disappointing.
But I was going to say, when I look in my future, I do not picture kids. I had to think about that the other day. I always be telling people, not right now. But then I thought about it, and I was like, damn, but when I think about my life in the future, I don't picture kids. I don't see children.
You know,
I don't. Now, does that mean I won't ever have children? I don't know, but I realized that it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, damn, I really don't picture kids. Because I think every time somebody asks, I'd be like, you know, yeah, I guess, like, not right now.
You never want to say never. Right, you never know.
But I think it's just so ingrained in us that that's the natural order of things. I think that's why I say that all the time. Because why wouldn't I have kids?
Yeah,
that's
supposed to be like the norm.
Right, that's what's expected of me eventually at some point.
It's actually a norm to not want kids now. Like, it's, you know. Why are you looking at me like this?
Because I'm just like so freaked out by that because I'm supposed to have kids.
A lot of people are more vocal about it these days. It's kind of like, in most cases, like a jab at people who have kids. Like, oh, team no kids, like type shit like that. It was more of a jab at first. Listen. It's like, why y'all gotta be like that? If you don't want kids, that's fine. But you ain't gotta take me down. Like, because I have a child.
So, is that how y'all feel?
I feel like it was a jab. Like, it ain't gotta be a jab. You don't want kids, you don't want kids. But you ain't gotta be team no kids. And y'all can't do this. And you can't do this type shit. Because guess the fuck I can. It's like, you ain't gotta be like that. So I personally take pride in proving out all the things that people say you can't do with kids. I take pride in actually showing them, like, bitch, actually, that's the fuck I can. That's what the fuck y'all thought this shit was. This shit don't fuck stop. And, but, you know, they be like, you can't travel with kids. Like, you can't do this with kids. I'm like,
I mean, you can. It might be a little bit more difficult, but you definitely can.
I'm excited. I hope we get to go on this cruise. Because I'll be happy to add that to the list of things that you can do with kids. Mm-hmm. We all know we can travel with kids, mm-hmm. but I think it would bring me much joy to take my child literally outside of the country. Like, that would be a thing.
That would be fun. I love seeing people with their little mini-me's.
Like, Camille, you've been to the Bahamas. It's so simple, you know. Because I've never been, and it's going to be our first together. I want to go so bad. Please, Carnival, come through. Because I want to go.
Everybody is. Listen, the no kids movement is strong.
Strong as fuck. Why y'all beating us up, though?
Strong. Why y'all feel beat up?
Because it's the way it was, you know, like you said, it was strong. It kind of came off as, hey, no kids. People just realize that. I'm like, well, bitch, damn.
First of all, how do y'all decide? Listen, I'm right, looking at y'all like, I feel it like as a term of respect. Like, Because how? Y'all are really tasked with raising other people. Right. And everybody knows our parents were trash. No offense.
We love y'all.
Our parents sucked. So it's like, oh, I look at it as such a big responsibility and the weight of it. That's why I can't do it. Not because I'd be like, bitch, I'm trying to jet set. Mostly because I don't have the emotional stability.
I feel like most people with kids fell into it. I don't feel like it's more people who got kids.
I think that might be another reason.
Or falling into it. Because, you know, I was just trying to have a little bit of sex.
Right, that's what you say all the time. And it just kind of fell into my But that lap. Might be another one of the reasons. It's because most people, everybody knows that most of the people that have kids fell into it and didn't make the conscious decision.
Exactly.
So, but I mean, I feel that. But the no kids movement is very much strong.
Y'all strong out here. And I ain't mad. But, bitch, don't come for me.
You know, I have noticed that. That's a big Twitter discussion. Kids versus no kids. Oh my God, they be arguing about that shit every day.
Every day.
Oh my God.
But I feel like that's more geared toward people who actually made the choice to have kids. Not people who, like I said, it fell into our lap. So I don't feel like I have a leg to stand on in like this type of battles. Like, cause why y'all coming for me? I ain't really necessarily say I'm finna have Camille. Like, you know, I'm finna have
But kids. That's another one of the reasons. People feel like, oh, it's so careless of you. Cause what you said? You were trying to have a little sex, but you were also like, you felt like you was invincible. Which, do we get that from? That's not how that works.
I was hanging good.
It doesn't work like that. I cannot stress that enough.
God sat my ass down.
The way that it does not work like that.
It worked like that for a minute. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but did you see? So you thought it was gonna work like that forever?
Listen, I don't know. I know it's gonna catch it to me eventually. But at the time,
you just living life on the edge. Y'all was living life on the edge, and I can't do that. So that's what it was. That's why I feel like most people be coming from. Most people are looking at it from that point of view. Like, dang, y'all really out here, huh?
And the whole birth control thing, it kind of had me scared. It was like, you know, if you miss a pill, like, you got to immediately take it the next day or you're going to get da da da. I'm just like, oh shit, this is real.
Right, that's tedious, very much.
Yeah. So at the time, I clearly, like, I had stopped. And I don't know why I stopped. I think I just got tired of going up the door and getting my shit.
Oh, yeah, do it every month?
Yeah, that was
annoying. I hated that.
I have other shit to do.
Right, every month.
So I kind of just fell off in that aspect of it. And then nothing was happening to me after the fact. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was, of course, having an opportunity to say, I'm like, nothing's happening. So shit, I might be good. I thought I couldn't have kids. Like, that's how convinced I was that, like, bitch, I'm invincible. Like, I'm good. I did. Like, I don't know what the dumb in me was, but I was chugging. Like,
the risk, the consequence of me having a child. I don't know why
that never hit
me. Was so great that
it never hit me.
I never played with God like that at all.
Even, like I said, I found out I was pregnant at 15 weeks. So for those 15 weeks, you couldn't tell me, like, I wasn't still just fine and normal. I didn't feel a damn thing different. I was feeling like I was getting cramps. I'm like, okay, my period's gonna come. I ain't gonna worry about it. But then I started thinking about when I found out it's only 15 weeks. I was thinking, like, damn, I thought I felt period cramps. So I thought, you know,
that was
shit was coming. The whole time it was a human being.
Yeah.
In my fucking, like, you know what I mean?
Getting nice and comfy in there.
Getting comfy. So I kept putting it off. Like, oh, I feel a cramp, so it's gonna come. Oh, it's pretty light this time around. Like, I thought it was coming. It was just light. Whole time, no, bitch, you're pregnant.
So how did you feel, like, because obviously
you're... I felt played.
Okay. I was like, obviously you found out you ain't invincible. Because how did that happen?
I feel like a dumbass because, like I said, I found out at 15 weeks. Most people figure out, like, oh, my period is late a day or two. It's like, wait a minute, bitch, what's going on? Mm. It didn't dawn on me, like, oh, your period's late? I kept on saying it's coming. I feel a cramp. It's coming. I'm good. My mind never went to go do the pregnancy test because you might be... I was a special kind of dumb. Like,
and that wasn't even like
it never dawned on me.
That wasn't even that long.
No, girl, it was 2015. Like,
that was only
2015, April of 2015.
I mean, what, she was 22? Yeah, because you're 27 now.
23. I think, right? I had her when I was 24.
Well, I'm talking about when you found out. If you found out in 2015, she was born in January. Right. So you found out in 2015. So you was like 22.
Oh my God.
Which is fair, because niggas are quite stupid at 22.
Stupid as fuck.
No, again, no shade to y'all.
I've actually gone for so long. I'm like, this shit is really happening to me.
I know, I couldn't play like that. Because I just knew. You know what I just tell myself? You're broke. You ain't got no money. And again, you don't have any emotional stability. So you can't have nobody's kid, girl. You can't do it.
My brain was not processing it that way.
Cannot. You can't.
I was fully convinced. I was like, I probably can't have no fucking kids. Because that shit, it never happened to me.
And you know what? That's another thing I see commonly on Twitter. Girls be talking about that.
Really? Yes. How are we seeing that?
Not commonly, but I have seen the discussion. Like, it was a viral ass thread when somebody was talking about it. Like, I thought I was...
I thought that shit couldn't touch me. Sperm can't touch me.
What if I can't have kids?
That got my ass.
But another thing, though, we could talk about this after because this is kind of running long. Yeah, this is running long, so we can talk about it after. Well, that was our 40th episode.
Really? Sorry for the rant. This whole season has been random rants. Oh, and I'm not mad at
that's
it.
That's what we should call this. Random rants.
Random.
40 random rants.
Jesus.
Oh, I like that. That's the name of the episode. You heard it here first. Actually, you probably saw it before you got to this
We're part. Really already at the... Damn, Kim!
Yeah, what else?
And wasn't talking about shit.
Nothing. I'm talking about how you thought you were invincible, and you were invincible. Not. And I love Camille. Shout out to my girl.
Remember how we talked about, like, damn, if I could go back in time and do some shit over, I really would, but I was like, damn, I wouldn't have Camille. And I get so sad when I think about it.
Exactly. So it's like...
Because there's so many things I would go back and read the fuck, dude.
Huge mistake.
But I'm like, oh, bitch, I would not have my little human. I get so sad thinking about it.
Oh.
Because time machine, hell yeah, I'll go back. Bitch, I'll be a fucking pharmacist or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be top tier. But I'm like, oh, because if I take that route, I wouldn't run into certain people that I ran into, or I wouldn't have done certain things that I've done. And it would, of course, Camille wouldn't come out of that. And I get so sad.
Some other little person would have came out of it.
Oh, fuck no. Well, no little person would have came out of it, honestly. But I like her.
Oh.
I want to keep her. I want to keep him.
What's that from?
I don't know, but people put a toxic man, toxic ex over it.
Oh, see? Okay, cut this off. All right, guys. That's our show. Follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter, or no, not on Twitter. Don't follow me on Twitter. Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo's Hey Pretty Lady _. And that's our show. We'll see you next season.